Tuesday night against Cleveland was something. Like, that was just a normal loss that you have on the schedule, but it feels like it counts for 10 when you don't have a base runner for your final 14 batters, you know? And then it compounds into the next day where you don't get a hit for the first 8 innings. I think that all collectively leading to the biggest concern I've had for this team all season, especially knowing the Brewers are 34-9 in their last 43 games. Like, knowing this juggernaut was waiting for us in Milwaukee, it's like the Mets are not ready to go play this Brewers team. You want to talk about feelings like this? Remember that Atlanta series in 23 when they had a lead in all 4 games and lost all 4 games? And it felt like, just get one of these and you could say you won in Atlanta and you just couldn't. The other team is rolling and you're going the other way. Is this going to lead to you asking me, are the Mets cooked?
Yes.
Okay.
Are the Mets cooked?
So my answer is maybe, but the caveat, and this is more of a philosophy I think I'm going to adopt going forward. If they're not cooked, like if they actually do make a playoff run out of this season, they sneak in with a 6 seed, knock off Philadelphia or whoever is the 3 seed, and then they get hot, like we've seen them do at points this year, and beat a team, like they knock off the Brewers in the NLDS, like teams tend to do when they play the Brewers in the playoffs, and like this is a World Series team, right? If they do, I'm never going to care about the regular season again. Like, this is now the testing point that if the Yankees and Mets make playoff runs this year, and this team that gives us a much larger sample size that this ain't it, then suddenly becomes it for 3 weeks, which is like what we've said forever. Just get hot come playoff time. If they do that, then we've officially reached the point of the regular season not mattering with this sport. And I say all of that to say that this has just not looked like a team ready to make a championship run or let alone a playoff run anytime soon. And it's why, to the question of are they cooked, they're going to have to show me that they can, with how tough the schedule is. And I say tough knowing that the Braves are not good, but against us, they're elite.
Different story.
Like, they have to survive the remaining 7 weeks or 6 weeks of their season. And if they do, over the course of that stretch, show me that you're deserving of being a top 6 team, let alone a top 3 or 4 team. Because the large sample of what we've seen over the last 50 games is a team that's ready to be a team that we remember used to have the best record in baseball, but then collapsed over the final 4 months of the season.
Yeah. If they're not cooked, like, the oven's on, you know, they're in there for sure. It's tough because, you know, people have been mentioning rock bottom a lot the last few days. And the thing about rock bottom is it implies that it can't get any worse than it is. And it has gotten worse. And as Met fans, like, we know it's like rock bottom's almost wishful thinking, you know, like a lot of people say to, like, well, like, this bad thing happened. It's just like, it could get worse. People thought almost getting no hit on Wednesday was rock bottom. And then the Brewers series happened. And now today, I think people are saying rock bottom. And yeah, to some extent, you're like, it can't possibly keep going on this way. Like, there is too much talent. And baseball does have a weird way of evening out, even if it does it in like extreme streaks. So I will hold out hope just for that, like, evening out over time. But there's also no signs of them coming out of it. And I think the most alarming thing to me is when I recorded last week's episode, we do this every Sunday night, the Mets were half a game up, I believe, on the Phillies. They lost 6 games in the standings in a week. And now, you know, maybe the NL East is over, maybe not. It's within striking distance, but it's like it is no longer a small gap. But now the Mets are only a game and a half ahead of the Reds. I had to spend my Sunday caring about what Miguel Andujar on the Reds was doing, because that's the point it has gotten to. And I think that's the concern. It's not even like, oh, the Reds are really good, they're going to get chased down by this like Braves-like team from 2022. It's truly just like, can they continue to fuck it up so much that just like somebody else happens to take it? And I don't know. I would like to think pragmatically it will turn around, because it's just like almost impossible to be this bad for this long with this talent. I have to see it though.
Can I add some context that is Please. A minor correction, but it's funny. So when you recorded last Sunday, was it like late at night that you recorded, or was it the afternoon?
I think it was like 6 p.m. Oh, the Phillies were the night game.
They were the night game. Okay. So they were technically tied with the Mets going into that night against the Tigers. As you know, because we were trying to schedule this for a couple weeks, last Sunday was my birthday.
That's right.
The New York Mets have not won a game since I've turned 37 years old. So maybe it's me, Rich. That's the context I'm living with. I had a birthday. The Mets haven't won since.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
But to your point, they were tied for the division when you had that podcast last Sunday. And they went 0-6, and the Phillies went 6-1, including last Sunday night's win. And what odds would I have to give you? I don't know if your pod, if this is sponsored at all, so I won't say a book, but what odds would I have to give you that the Mets will see first place the rest of the season?
Oof.
Plus 1,000? Like, I don't think they're getting over to first place again.
I don't think so. It's anything's possible. They've got games, they've got two series left against the Phillies. We'll see. You know, the Phillies are playing great. The Mets are playing literally the worst they could ever play. The teams are weirdly kind of similar in that way of like the fan base either like loves them or absolutely hates them. I've seen your buddy Broads like go crazy on them several times this year, even as recently as like a week ago. So I could buy it, but yeah, I mean, 5.5 is like, you're like, what? It's like the Mr. Krabs meme. You're like, what the hell happened here? Like, the team spent 40, 50 days within a game and a half of each other straight. And then, like, you blink and it's just like, is this over now?
Yeah.
It's
part of that, Rich, to your point, is that I think the Phillies addressed what really was their one big issue, and it was the ninth inning with the deadline. And they got a closer that isn't just good, one of the best, and he has years of control. And it seems to have really, I mean, I know Schwarber is entering a fake MVP conversation right now. He's just not going to win the MVP.
He's 10th in the NL in war. Like, he's having a great year, but like, calm down.
It's last year when we tried to make Otani versus Lindor a thing, I respected the effort, but at least Lindor finished second.
Yeah.
Like, Otani was breaking records for like the first ever 50-50 guy and was doing it as a full-time DH. Schwarber would have to do that to win it as a DH. Also, Otani's got like, what is it, 20 40. Innings up to? What well, was up 40 pitching, home runs, but he's also pitching again.
Yeah.
Which, whether also, we like it or not, is effective. It is
Kyle impactful. Schwarber doesn't even lead the Phillies in war. Trey Turner is above him. So
that's the other part. If you wanted to make the high leverage, like big home run thing for Schwarber, fine. Like, he's actually got a supporting cast that is working out well for him. Along with Turner, he's got Bryce Harper, who's hit really well this season. And it's why the fact that the Phillies have started to hit a stride when they were playing very mediocre baseball over those 50 days where they were going back and forth with the Mets, I think they might go run and hide. And to my point about if the Mets actually make a run this year, I'm done about the regular season. Like, I'd be shocked if one of the Phillies, Brewers, or Padres don't make the World Series out of the National League. Like, that will make sense to me. I shouldn't say I'm shocked because this playoff is so random. But based off of the regular season sample, one of those three teams and the way they play and the hitters they have in Philadelphia, the pitching they have in Milwaukee, and just like what I saw with the bullpen and now what they added to the bullpen in San Diego, those are three teams that over the course of this regular season have looked like they're ready to make a World Series and potentially win it.
Thanks for listening to this free preview of the Just Mets podcast. If you liked what you heard and want access to full weekly episodes and additional bonus content, you can become a supporter of Just Mets on patreon.com/justmets or on justmets.net.